morning. Good morning. It's been a long time. Good morning.
Hola, ¿cómo estás? Oh, Lord. Me llamo Dora. In this bitch. Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I am doing well. Okay, let's start here. Oh my gosh, where have y'all been? We ain't had an episode in 30 years, 50 days, and 90 nights. See, what had happened was, it's my fault. I went back on the road, so we're not be able to record how we used to record. But you know, minor setback for a major comeback. But it is what it is. You know, this is only temporary. Just hang in for about 6 months. Just about 6 months, and then, you know, everything should go back to normal.
Should?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, after he switches.
Trying to go local after this shit.
Uh-huh. It happens.
Shit happens.
It happens. We're here.
We are here with a lot to talk about. Where we want to start? Oh, my gosh, y'all. This is just the episode of bullshit that has happened since we've been gone. We got a lot to cover.
We do. Yeah. I don't even know where to start.
I don't know where to start either. Do we go? Ooh. Do we even worry about this shit? Worry about this stuff at the top?
That big beautiful bill matters.
It does.
It does matter.
It does.
It does matter.
I mean, we can skip.
If we were to dive straight into that. Let's say, given where we are now, climate wise, especially with this whole, you know, him sending the troops, you know, and people of that nature into DC with plans to send them into Baltimore, basically cities that are, you know, governed by black people and that have been doing very well for themselves in the past few years. Their crime rate is lower than most places.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we as people should pay attention voting at the local level.
Which is right around the corner.
Yeah. Making sure to do that. I think that we as black people have done well with not jumping the gun. And what I mean by that is protest. Not taking the bait. Because even with him doing these things, in which I think I read yesterday that he's reneging. He plans on pulling those people out of D.C. Because
they started suing him.
They're not. Yeah, like, you're not.
And the mayor said he got control back at this point. So yeah. At this point, you can't.
You're not helping anything. You're doing more harm than good. You're targeting, if anything. But I think people are doing well not to lash. When we think about the Constitution, Article 2, Section 2, which...
Get your copy.
...can give the president the right to initiate... wartime, so to speak, even against its own country.
Yeah.
And I think that's what he's looking for. I do think that these things are slow, steady paces to get us through the years to election. And the closer we get to election time for the presidential spot, the worse these things will become.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what he's aiming for. I think he's just trying to poke.
Until he can't poke no more?
Yes, until it ignites something. Because if he's able to enforce that article, then you can't have an election.
Correct.
Because you're currently in war. So
isn't that the same as martial law? What, or is that martial law?
It's right in the round.
Okay.
They're
sisters.
They're twins. Identical. Actually.
Really?
Yeah. It's a very... You're not far off. When you have one, you're not far from the other. And the thing is, when you have martial law that's been declared in multiple cities, then you have more pull to say, well, you know, we're not at rest as a country.
Ah.
We must get this together before we move forward. So I think people should pay attention.
Heavy on the pay attention.
Vote.
1 second. You're back.
Yeah, making sure to vote. Reading.
Heavy on the read. Research over research, please. Just don't go based off certain things you see on TikTok and Instagram. If you see something, go search it up. Because some things is definitely not true. A lot of things are propaganda. Some shit is just rage bait. You got to be careful where you get your information from. Some of these sources are not credible. But when you find your credible source, you stick with them. But some of these sources are not credible. I know one lady I watch on TikTok. She's a white lady. She used to do news in Cali before she blew up on TikTok. Her name is Lisa Ray Mallard or something like that. She's very credible. She'll sit down, she reads the documents, she reads everything, and she breaks it down in layman's terms for everybody to understand it. So if you get a chance to check her out on TikTok, I say look at her. Lene, she's a good one. I'm gonna keep it black, I'm gonna keep it brief. She's a good one, and it's another girl. She's a Delta. Some of her stuff be a little shaky for me, but she's also good, especially in the realms of law. So,
okay.
People will say consciously, but I don't care for him like that.
Consciously isn't bad. He's not bad. I think.
I never said he wasn't.
I think. I think people didn't sit well with, or don't sit well with, and it's a universal thing, of having our black social justice leaders seeming to date white. Now, his wife isn't white. She is biracial. Can she trip along the lines of passing? Yes, if not careful. Yes. Does she know? But I think that and colorism aspect, I think all of that comes to play, because it does come off disingenuous when you are fighting the good fight against colorism, but somehow, some way, you still end up married to and procreating with someone who is of lighter complexion, almost white. You have a clash there, and I think people didn't take kind to that. Rightfully so.
Rightfully so. I just been like, ooh.
I mean, I don't listen to him all the time. I don't think I follow him on anything.
I know I follow him on Instagram. He might come up on my TikTok every now and then.
I don't follow him on anything. But I do know when I have seen him, I listen to it. Hey, you know.
You know, being in that, we are in the realm of this. Mm-hmm. And we have been talking about that. You know, fighting a good fight. But stepping outside to date outside the good fight.
What do you mean?
Love her.
Oh.
Since we're here. Since we are here.
Laverne Cox.
Laverne motherfucking Cox. My good
251 sister.
To get in front of that camera. In. What's the word I'm looking for? It's not admire. It's a synonym, but I can't find it. It's a synonym. Basically, melt over a blue-eyed, white New York MAGA cop.
For Laverne, I don't think. I know some people are harping on the fact that they wanted her to, like, apologize. See me to apologize for dating someone white. I don't really care. I think it's more so about apologizing for dating someone with that type of politic. We know that dating is a politic, but you don't get to those deeper feelings of dating someone without knowing how they first think. Mm-hmm. I understand the whole trope of, oh, well, you know, it is hard for trans men to date black men because of this, that, and the third. I understand that. But what we cannot do is say that there are not black men out there that are not dating trans women. That's a lie. There are tons. Same thing for drag queens, because the drag queens love to say the same thing. But they find it hard to find partners that are willing to date them. And so that is why they date white. That's false. That is a fallacy. Because what about the other people who have managed to find partners? I think it's about finding someone that likes you and that you actually like. And if I had to take a step out and say, I would say they just don't really like black men. And that's okay. That's okay.
Do they not like black men? Or they don't like black men that also present some sort of femininity to them? Because are you looking for the black man to be overtly masculine? But when it comes to the white man, he doesn't have to.
That's true.
Could that
too
be a thing?
Yes. Yes. And especially the way that black masculinity and white masculinity is viewed and acted upon is totally separate.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very separate. But for Laverne to be googly eyed over someone,
that's what I was looking for.
Put those words together. MAGA, everything about that says that you were dating someone who doesn't feel that you should have rights, potentially. And he agrees with a group of people who feel that you, not just as a trans person, but as a black person, shouldn't have rights. They spoke about like her education and things like that. And even she did. And I just don't see where education means that you date white. I grew up in Mobile too. And that was another thing they threw out there. Oh, well, she grew up in this time period. Okay. My family was also in Mobile at that time period. Laverne Cox is about 55. My mother's 53. My father is 55. What the fuck are you talking about? My aunts and my uncles are within their 50s and 60s. Well, and should I say great uncles and great aunts at that. They are in the realm of their late 50s to their early 80s. And they all grew up in Mobile. So that in itself is an excuse. And not one that is usable to say, oh, well, this is why I date white, even for her education. What do you and having an education and getting an education have to do with you choosing to date someone, not just white, but racist?
Mm.
And I think that what straight black men, drag queens, and trans women have in common is that tinge of self-hate.
I was just about to say, does it fall into the realm of self-hate?
That tinge of self-hate that pushes them to not only date outside their race, but date someone who inherently hates them. Because we see it time again. There's actually a man going viral on TikTok right now. Watch his videos this morning, sister. He is going off about his white baby mama, his white ex-wife, who he has 3 children with. And she does not like the fact that they are biracial, that they are mixed, that their hair, that they show up phenotypically black. And people are talking to him about it and, you know, letting him know, like, you have to take some accountability. This is what you chose.
This is what you chose.
If she feels what that means, she didn't love you. And he pretty much said this in his videos, knowing that his family doesn't like him because he's black. Oh, but baby, he tearing black women up.
Oh.
This is why black men don't date y'all. This, that, and the third. I'm probably the best man you'll ever meet. This, that, and the third. You know? And if you felt that way, if you were such a great man, why are you still not with that white woman?
Hmm.
If you were such a great man, why couldn't you acclimate to continue to be her porch monkey and staying in thine place? If you were such a great man, these things are important to stay in one's place. And so it is that tinge of self-hate, because he's not even attacking black men. He's only attacking black women. Only. There's a black man that even said, I think you just have to take a step back and see what's being said. Completely docile. He responded to him very docile, very nice, very demure.
But what it came to a black woman.
But those black women, bitches and hoes. Bitches and hoes.
Damn, I wonder how many bitches and hoes they can be until somebody knock his ass the fuck out.
You know, you gotta get to him. But it's that tinge of self-hate that I think drives people to do that. And I think with Laverne, not saying that she hates herself, because I don't believe that.
I would never say she hates herself.
But I do believe there is a level of lack of love for oneself to willfully date, again, someone who you know their politic votes against your rights to be, your right to live. Not just as a trans person, but again, as a black person. That's like having a dirty little secret. Even, oh, what's her name? She was on Pose.
You know, I never watched Pose.
Fuck. Fuck, she played Candy.
I would also like to say,
oh my gosh. Go ahead, sister.
I said that just to say nothing. But yeah, I never watched Pose.
Candy from Pose. What's her name? Angelica Ross. Even she got on and revealed that she was once married to a white man. But he didn't want her to be seen. And I think it's very important to note that, because not only are they dating you because of how you appear, not saying that there's not an attraction there, because there is, but there is a level there that some people, you are dating someone who not only doesn't want you to be known or seen as trans, but also don't want people to know that they are seen and married to someone that is black as you.
Was it you that sent me the video of the trans woman who was married to a white man and they moved to a new neighborhood where nobody knew she was trans and they were hiding it? Or did it just come down my For You page?
Yeah, I did.
That was you that sent it?
Yeah. And okay. She was pretty much in the same thing. If it wasn't her, but she was pretty much in the same type of thing. And that has happened. That's not a new thing. It's a very old age thing. That's why some people are able to say they've been married for longer than gay marriage has been, you know, established. Because all you have to do is be able to pass at the court and just to be able to overlook and just see that, oh, I see a woman, so clearly I'm going to say this is a woman. Mm-hmm. And so when you can move into neighborhoods that don't know that, but you're going to consistently live in the fear that they'll figure it out.
That's true too. And next thing you know, somebody figures out it to the next person, we're in danger, we gotta go, girl.
Yeah. It's those things. But again, there's a level of lack of love there.
I just want to say this, though. When it comes to the realm of dating like that, mm-hmm. also in the realm of dating in whiteness, my uncle always told me this, even as friends and stuff, and I keep this in the back of my mind because, again, one of my bestest friends is a white woman. Mm-hmm. But I will always remember, they're going to choose themselves over your black ass every fucking time. So please remember that.
Yes.
Yes. They're going to choose each other over you at the end of the day, best friend or not.
I do agree with that. Is there a subset of people who won't? Absolutely. But I think it's definitely different when you know someone's politic mm-hmm. and still choose to say, oh, but I love them. How? Because they don't love you. They love the thrill of this situation. I think that's what that is. They love the thrill. We can even talk into the...
Did this all go back to just fetishes in itself?
Yes. Because that is fetishization. Fetishization of black skin and the trans body. Mm-hmm. Now, she did reveal that she don't have her
you know. Oh, she finally revealed that?
Yeah. Because I think they had said something. Oh, when they did the whole thing on, you know, they was on Steve Harvey's show. And she was like, I don't have that. I have snatch. And some men are into that, you know. Some are not, because we know some men are not into the whole, you know, they want the whole package. You know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I think colorism plays a fact. I think when they had that wide conversation with the Ole and Friends thing, I think that could have went way better. They stuck too much into trying to honor her. Not that anybody needs to hold her accountable, but not hold accountable for who she's dating in regards to race. But being held accountable to who you're dating in regards to politic, especially when we know we can say that white households vote on a family politic. That's why we were seeing so much dissension among white households in this political election. And even though those white women were, oh my God, I can't believe this. You know, he's voting for this person. I've told him if he votes for him that this is over. What we can say data wise is that those white women took their those polls and dated the exact same way.
Mm-hmm.
Performative. Again, the colorism context. Now, I don't know in whose world Laverne Cox is light skinned, but I need you to let it go. Because not now, or has she ever been light skinned. Now, she may shine that pretty little spotlight very ever so brightly. She may even take her makeup. It's all about angles. Right. She may even take her makeup, you know.
With that flashback, I'm gonna tell it every time.
Right. A take or two. But, you know, Laverne Cox is not light-skinned, or at least she's not naturally light-skinned, which we just talked about, the whole injection case.
Situation.
She's not naturally light-skinned. If you look at old photos of Laverne Cox and her twin brother, they are not light-skinned. Those are dark-skinned people. Brown skin if you like to, but they are not light-skinned people. So in even saying that she's being allowed to do so or was doing so because she's lighter-skinned, full stop. Because no, she's not. Full stop. Hard stop. That's a name.
She didn't even look like light-skinned in the Olay and Friends thing.
She did. She did. But that was one of their points of trying to say, yes, she did. And even then she spoke, oh, well, you know, the lighting, you know, even now I look a little lighter. Yeah, because of the lighting. But
a good light can make anybody look alike. Unless you're the darkest of the darks. I don't.
Right. My God, unto us.
The whole thing, we're not gonna miss this, because we was talking about them, you know, holding her accountable, and T.S. Madison saying that's still their elder at the end of the day.
Yeah.
We're not gonna miss that.
And now, of course, everybody know I love the T.S. That there in itself is some bullshit. Because just because you're an elder does not mean you are exempt from being held accountable.
Correct.
That is where we fail as a black community. In itself, is holding someone accountable. Now, can it be done respectably? Absolutely. Yeah. And as we see how that conversation went on that broadcast, it was a very respectful conversation. Very respectful. Because way worse could have and should have been said to her. Because you as a 55, and this situation took place during COVID. So this was 2020. So you were still 49 going into 50. There is no excuse for such ignorance. There is no excuse.
Love can't be that blind.
There's no room. Love ain't blind at all. It sees. It's a choice to hear and see what you want. And the moment that it came into conversation that I am not just a Republican, because there's nothing wrong with being a Republican.
There's nothing wrong with being a Republican. Or a swing voter.
Or a swing voter.
Because I love to swing.
And do.
Because I love to swing.
And do. But for him to put in words to her that I am a MAGA.
M-A-G-A.
Supporter. That should have been it.
You be breezy, baby.
The conversation should have said, so why? It should have been, why are you here? If this is what you believe, because this is what they believe.
It's a belief system.
Why are you over here? Because through MAGA, they don't believe that I should exist.
But we're also still talking about the same group of people when they had that rally up in Wisconsin and shut down the entire Grindr app. They overloaded that.
Correct. And that's a conversation of people wanting to do things but have it under wraps. A guilty pleasure, if you will, which is also a conversation that just hit TikTok yesterday. Or this morning, that little boy, he's Mexican, and he was like, you know, he'll never understand Mexican fathers, because they will disown their their sons for being gay, but as soon as they get drunk, they suck in their buddy's dick, which is very true. Very true. If you've been around Hispanic people, you know when some drinks get flowing, they get very touchy. Especially the men. That's why the saying comes up, is he gay or is he Dominican? Two things can be true at once.
Two things can be true at once.
But if you ever hung around them and they get to drinking, they get very free floaty. And so do white men. We know that so do men in general.
She's a freaky dancer. Dancing for money.
People in general. Let me clean that up. People in general.
Because women get buried. You know. Girl, you cute.
Yeah. You know, let me clean that up. You know. Let me clean that up. People tend to get a little more free when they have had liquid courage. And there's nothing wrong with that. But there is something wrong with holding a certain politic against someone, but behind your closed doors, you are enacting just that. That is a problem. And what we get to see with the grinder clashing every time, and it's every year. This isn't anything new. It's the same thing that when gay rights and gay marriage came up back in 2014, 2015. What brought that along, and even for trans rights, it's literally because you had the Republicans. The people who were voting against were finding out that their children, their grandchildren, their nieces and nephews, their cousin, people whom they love, who they are close to, were trans. Some of them were trans themselves. Some of them were cross-dressers. Some of them were literally getting caught in real time in their cross-dressness. Some of them were getting caught red-handed with their hands in the cookie jar in hotel rooms. Sleeping with men. And so that is how we got the vote. And so I think we're seeing a regress of rights because people want to be able to do things and feel that it's a guilty pleasure. No one knows. You know, like the pastor in church when they touch your children. Because somehow, some way, we are still having several pastors get outed for child pornography, sleeping with children. The Catholic priest in Alabama just got exposed for sleeping with a young lady. When you're a priest, when you're a nun, you are barred from having sex if you didn't know. You can't have sexual relations. You can't have relations of any kind when you wear that title priest and nun. And then when you delve into the past of it, he was having sexual relations with her when she was a teenager up into her 20s.
Yes.
Yes. And Miss, did you know the translation homosexual didn't show up into the Bible until 1946?
Yes.
It's not. And what they originally was talking about was what you was just talking about right then?
Yes, that's not new to me. That's old info for me. That's something my grandmother, my great grandmother taught me well. That's why I tell people, you can't teach me the Bible. You there's nothing you can teach me. I already know it. You can't teach me. I know it through and through. But the thing is, it's not that it's a mistranslation. It is not a mistranslation. It was done purposeful. It's a purposeful mistranslation. Because when you go even further into the Bible, you also come upon Jesus. When he was on his healing spree, he literally healed a man's lover. That's why, and even now we have this talk show with a bunch of pastors in Atlanta. My God, out of all places. And you have them, and they brought up the question, would you ordain a gay pastor? One of them said, yes, I have. One of them admitted to having gay children, in which you could see everybody got real disheveled in that moment. But he brought up a good thing. He said, I classify my church as a Jesus-led church, in which they didn't like because they said, well, we all have Jesus-led churches. No, you don't, because Jesus always led from love.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus always spoke from love.
Correct.
His ideology is that of love. Bump hating the sin and loving the sinner. No, Jesus said you have to love it all.
Correct.
And none of the other stuff matters. None of your personal politic matters in the eyes of Jesus Christ and God the Father. None of this matters because these are your opinions and your personal feelings. They don't matter. You think if those things mattered, you would be in the position that you were in? If you look at the things that Jesus was doing in the Bible, if our personal feelings of people mattered, nobody would be healed.
Amen.
The nerve of some pastors to sit and want to judge, and literally 3 out of the 4 pastors on stage are adulterers. Hello. Last time I checked, it's a sin to cheat on one's spouse.
It is.
It is a sin to murder.
Yeah.
It is a sin to steal, and the biggest thief is the church.
Yeah.
It is a sin to mix fabrics.
We need a camera.
It is a sin to eat seafood. Why is it a sin to eat seafood?
Ain't a sin to cut your hair?
Yes, but it's also a sin to have long hair. Gots to be careful.
Nah,
but it is right. Right. Because men shouldn't have hair that marries a woman.
Ooh.
But it is a sin to eat seafood. Why is it a sin to eat seafood? Because in that time period, while food was always a scarcity, what's not a scarcity is the sea.
Mm.
But the rich never wanted to live close to the sea because of the smell. Now, all of them were fucking funky. Hello. But the poor had better access to the sea.
To the sea.
And most food items had to come from the kingdom. You couldn't get it yourselves, or you had to pay a tax by giving it to the kingdom. To the kingdom. And so, placed it to the Bible, to eat from the sea was a sin. But what were your kings and queens doing?
Eating from the sea?
Right. The Bible, even in itself, is about oppression.
It is.
Jesus' whole identity was fighting oppression. Why? Because literally you had the Roman Empire literally saying that they are your Lord and Savior. They are God. Nothing matters except for their words. The Bible is literally about fighting oppression. Literally. Love and take down the system.
Because how many times did they try to run away from certain cities? Take them to this city. Pharaoh's on your tail.
You're literally running from city to city. Right. You're literally running from city to city. It's literally about just oppression. Literally. And so one must be careful of these things when we condemn people and are doing the same thing. You can't do that.
Hypocrisy.
You can't do that.
And Christians are some of the biggest hypocrites you ever meet.
Yes. Yes. Because it allows people to make their life perfect and then say, oh, well, we all fall short of the glory of Christ. Yes. But if that's the case, why is it that you can fall short of the glory of Christ and be forgiven, but the homosexual can't? If you feel that it's such a sin.
An abomination, they say.
And literally, God never said that. I love that. Well, God said, no, God didn't. God didn't say anything.
That text wasn't written.
God's, to be clear, to be factual, because I think we as a people have a problem with giving God a human perspective, a personification, and God has never been human. God has never walked among the living. Even Jesus himself, the idea of Immaculate Conception is a falsality. Jesus is a martyr. Jesus is someone who grew up following the teachings of the Bible and then revolting against said and doctrine of the Bible, of hate, of fire and brimstone. Even when we talk about the women of the Bible, because people love saying that, you know, you should seek to be like the woman of the Bible, except for Jezebel. And Jezebel was not a bad wife. She was a terrible woman, but she was never a bad wife because she did whatever she had to do to make sure that her husband was in a good place. But a man will look in your face and tell you, you should be like Ruth real quick. And should no bitch want to be Ruth? You know the story of Ruth? Picture it, Sicily, 1955. You're barren.
Uh-huh.
Okay. and you look at your husband and say, you can have sex with my maid. Mm. Now, put this in our terms, in the now. You're bare. And sister, we're besties. You think you're going to look at your husband and say, oh, just put my best friend. She'll give us a child. And hold her down. Hold me down.
Right?
Right.
Oh.
Bitch, I'll kill you both. But put that into your head. Would you actually be for real? Be fucking for real. Would you actually see yourself turning to your best friend saying, and turning to your husband saying, oh, she'll do it. She's my best friend. Whether she wants to or not.
No.
Right. But that is used against people. Be like Ruth.
Oh. That's a new one for me. I love learning things.
Me and the Bible go like this. We like this. Interpretation of the motherfucker.
Ain't that something you're not supposed to do either?
What?
Make different interpretations of the Bible.
Yeah, you're not. Mm. That's why there's so many different volumes of the Bible. Nigeria has a whole different Bible than we do.
Mm-hmm. I want the Ethiopian one.
A whole fucking different Bible. They also have more books.
Yeah, they have more books. What's funny is I had an Ethiopian student when I worked at Swift, and if I would have knew this back then, I would have. You think you can get your hands on one of them and get it to the States with me?
Even when you talk about the Quran, like, we just have all these different things. When it comes
to the Bible and the Quran, they are sisters.
Yes.
They are sisters. Same mama, different daddy, but they are sisters. And I need people to understand that. They basically say the same shit.
Yes. 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 Muslims believe in the same thing. The religion is not different. The lifestyle.
What was it?
It's different.
Buddhism isn't a religion. It's a lifestyle.
Yes. To be Muslim is not a religion. It's a lifestyle. That's why it kind of shook me when Pastor Mike was like, Christianity is the only one that gets held to the fire. But these other religions, they're not religions. It is Western. Western civilization has said that those are religions because they do not live their lives the same way. But no, make no mistake. They pray to one God. Mm-hmm. They pray to one. They believe in one. Their lifestyle living is different. One of the best things I think I did was go to Bali, because to be able to experience those people and see them living their lives out the way they were, all together, no issues, Christians, Buddhists, and Muslims. Joint. Their services are even joint. Why? Because they're literally praying to the same person. They're reading the same word. The way they worship can be different.
It can be different.
The way their lifestyle, of course, is different, because we know that Muslims don't eat pork.
Even in Christianity, where we worship is different depending on what denomination you are. Baptist, Koji. Right.
Should you even have all these denominations?
No.
Right.
Because all these denominations never existed until when? I don't know what year they came about, but yeah. What Koji said, you're born in it. You have to be born into the Koji church.
Sounds like a cult to me.
It is, in a way. It is, in a way. It is in a way. Even if you say everybody worship different, white people and black people don't worship God the same way.
True. True enough.
You can say, oh, well, if they're Pentecostal, they... No. The worship will always be different. The worship itself will always be different.
True enough. I think, and that's a good place to go into Maverick City.
Mm-hmm. Commercialized gospel. Excuse me. I never liked him. Mm. I never cared for Maverick City.
He's also a Trump supporter.
He is.
But I think he did no different than what Trump did. He found the perfect idiots.
Correct.
To capitalize off of. And the church is always the perfect idiot.
Because as long as they got something to do with God.
Right. But that man to say he cares nothing about church music. He had no interest in that. He's just doing something just to do something. Someone who failed out of school. My God, today. But I think taking advantage of people and what they really want says a lot about a person. And I am in agreeance with sometimes in the black church, we do have a thing of over-singing. Yes. Mm-hmm. But sometimes it's not everyone's skill.
Definitely.
Does that take away from your ability to sing?
No.
But singing with a heavy voice is not everybody's skill set. And there's nothing wrong with that. You find your pocket. I think sometimes people just want to be seen.
Correct.
I think people want to be noticed. People want spotlight. Can I say I've seen healthier vocals?
Yes.
Yes. I have a teacher, my conversology teacher, even she said it. She no longer sings at her black church, which she had been singing in for the last 20 years. She sings at, what's that cult? Sorry, I was gonna get my meanest freestyle right there, and I don't rap. Okay, I'm not a rapper.
But I was like, "What the fuck is going on?"
I was gonna freestyle for that ass. What's that called?
Jehovah's Witness?
No, not that one. It's like they got churches everywhere.
The only one I know is Jehovah's Witnesses.
No, they white.
Latter-day Saints?
No.
Mormons?
No. It's a name of the church. They got them everywhere. Fuck.
Church of the Highlands?
Yes. Yes. She sings at one of their churches now. And one thing she said was, my decision was purely based off their appreciation for my voice. Because she ended up getting sick. And her voice was like timing out, like it was straining, and the doctor told her she needed to rest. They pretty much, her pastor's choir, they told her they didn't give a damn. And so she made the change. And so yes, the theory of overseeing is there to where it can be detrimental.
That's why, like, that video that I made on TikTok, mm-hmm. that one girl in the comments said I was forced to sing a song out of my range.
And that happens, right? And I think especially in this realm now, there is no longer a tutelage of voices in the church. There's no teaching. Even if it's currently out of your range, the church used to have a thing of building people to their ranges. Mm-hmm. Like what we see now, Dorinda goes around to churches. They book them as a vocal lesson for the choir. And they take not only the choir and shape the voice, but they take also the individual singers and shape their voices too, teaching them how to do things, the proper way to do things, when to do things, ad-libbing. As such, those things have since left the church. And what we have stepped into now is people who have if I had to say it in a church, where a lack of oil when it comes to singing. Mm. We have pre-recorded vocals that barely sound good as it is. And then when it comes to them singing in real time, the voice just ain't there.
It's not there. Especially after three services.
What Maverick City has done, he has created a lane. Absolutely. We'll give him that. But this is a dangerous lane yet. Because what it has done, it has set a precedent for said music and musicality. Musicality is a skill.
Definitely.
Knowing how to interpret a song is a skill. and it's not one that everyone has. I think some people have gotten so wound up in my voice doesn't command a room when I sing that they've gotten away from, well, are you singing because you love God?
Well, he had this conversation about my voice.
Right. Right. And I do think that's a good point, because we can say that our voices are very different. Your teaching is very different, whereas I didn't have any. But that doesn't make your voice any less decent. Your voice is your own individual voice. That's what makes it special. I'll tell anybody that. What makes your voice special is that it's yours.
Correct.
And that it can't be duplicated. That's what makes it special. Does that make you a bad singer because your voice isn't as heavy as mine? No. Yeah. Because in my head, my voice is worse because it's so heavy. In my opinion. That's always been my opinion.
So it took me a long time because I was like, my voice is not soulful at all.
Right. But sometimes it's about finding the soul in the music, because sometimes it takes the appropriate song to go with the appropriate voice.
Correct.
But it also takes the interpretation of the song. But when we're talking about singing gospel music, sometimes it should be for the people who have a voice. Let me be clear, because some folks done up there can't sing. They up there hooting and hollering.
Y'all just go check out that TikTok video here, about thinking the same thing, because we're not the only ones.
They're hooting and hollering. I think most people on stages now, when it comes to singing gospel music, are only up there singing because they want to be seen.
Because they want to be seen.
Correct. You want to be the next thing to pop off. And so Maverick City has given people an avenue to have the plainest of voices. And I do mean plain.
Nah, I do. Not got that much soul, but it ain't plain.
They are
plain. Because I can keep up.
Right. They're plain. They're not bad singers, but they for damn sure are plain.
They can't hold a note.
Those songs, they're not that good. They're not good songs. They lack musicality as a whole. As a whole, ain't no oil in that music. And for him to get his ass in that chair and say that he did it on purpose because he wanted to sock it to the church community, because old school gospel or the old school way of singing is played out and people no longer want it.
But that's crazy, because people have been craving choirs. I mean, a good choir.
For a long time. But I also think it also, again, it speaks to skill. Same thing we can say about these kids now and the music. The reason why music is going nowhere, even when we look at the R&B and pop spaces, it's because the people who can sing, the children don't like them. People don't like those singers. Why? Because you can't emulate those voices. Again, your voice is your voice and it can't be duplicated. You can't duplicate skill. There's a reason we don't have another Whitney Houston. You can't duplicate that. You can't duplicate Mariah Carey. You can't duplicate Aretha Franklin. You can't duplicate Dionne Warwick. You can't
Amphitheater Throne.
You can't duplicate Luther Vandross. You can't duplicate Donny Hathaway. You can't duplicate those voices and the skill it took. Some of it natural, but some of it built upon. You can't duplicate that. But what you can duplicate is mediocrity. What you can duplicate, what's that girl name that's on tour with Brandy and Monica?
Moving along.
You can duplicate that. Not because there's no skill, because she's a very skilled artist, but her voice is plain and it's easy to duplicate. You can duplicate Miley Cyrus, no shade, because she's a very skillful singer, but her voice is plain. You can duplicate Taylor Swift. Ain't no skill in that. I know 2-year-olds who can bust notes out better than that. But this generation of people are looking for things they can duplicate voice wise, and they don't want to sing songs from people who they can't sound like.
You can't duplicate Beyonce. You can't. All that growling sis be doing,
the same growling that Karen Clark does, the same growling that Jennifer Hudson does, you can duplicate that. Okay? You can duplicate that.
I try, yeah.
You can duplicate that. Again, Beyonce is a very skillful singer. She's very skillful. But guess what? Beyonce's voice, that's what makes Beyonce hard to sing. When people say, oh, singing a Beyonce song is so hard. Why? Because it is tailored to Beyonce.
That's about the conversation we had on SZA.
Sharp it is. Yes. It's not that SZA can't sing. People love saying that. Oh, she can't sing. She curates her songs specifically for her voice. She sings that sharp for a reason.
Because it be sharp as shit.
So no, you're not going to be able to duplicate that sound. It's not for you to. Understanding musicality is knowing when to change the fucking key.
Knowing when to change the key, because I will take it from up here to down here.
You have to know when to alter, because this is too high for me. If you're an alto, there's no reason you should be singing mezzo soprano. You know why? Because it's not your fucking pocket, dummy bitch.
You can probably hit it in your head voice, but you don't rest there.
And sometimes it's just from a lack of practice, because things do take practice, huh? Yeah. Things take practice.
Why she look at me?
Things take practice. It's not that you can't do it sometimes, it's that you don't practice enough.
This is why we need a camera.
You know? Sometimes. Now, most of the time, it's that bitch, you just can't do it. And so when we talk about a SZA, we talk about Beyonce, it's not that people can't sing like them. It's just that you're too busy trying to sing like them instead of trying to sing like you.
Ellie Goulding. You know the white woman, Ellie Goulding, right?
Who?
Okay. She was an artist back in the day. Well, not too far back in the day. She still makes music. But she used to always say, my music didn't sound right until I stopped trying to sound like everybody else. Because her voice is different.
Mm-hmm.
Her voice is definitely different.
I think that's important. You do have to know that. Like, that's important to know.
Do you think people can duplicate Jessie J?
Yes. Jessie J is a white... Christina Aguilera is right there. Two white hoes that sound black when they sing sometimes. Sometimes. Adele is right there. Yeba is right there. What's the other fat hoe? I'm not to call that girl fat. She might not even be fat no more.
Ooh.
Her name Mackenzie. But
oh, well, I thought you were about to say Kelly Clarkson.
Kelly ass too. Like, these aren't, let me tell you, I don't give no white person no grace when it comes to singing and sounding how they sound. Because their sound is steeped in blackness for a reason. It's steeped there, which is why most of them, except for Kelly, all them other girls have what? Black partners and black baby daddies. Yeba, Mackenzie, and Jessie J.
Yeah.
Huh. So their sound...
Adele. Don't forget Adele.
Right. So their sound is curated in that, but anybody can sound like them. Their voice is not special. It's strong. Jessie's is strong.
Strong as shit.
Yeba's is strong. Mackenzie's is very strong.
When it comes to running, for white women, I don't think anybody can run like Jessie and Yeba.
Right.
For white women.
Because they're going to take off. But if you talk to them, and that's what I think I do like about them, when you ask them who they look up to musically.
Yeah, but we'll say the Clarkson sisters every time.
It's going to go back to blackness every single time.
Yeah, but say, I grew up listening to the Clarkson sisters.
Oh, forgot. What's the other white girl?
Who? Pink?
No, not Pink.
Because Pink can run.
Her name is Kelly, too.
Kelly? Another Kelly? There's another Kelly.
She's young.
Celine Dion.
Young bitch.
That's a good voice too. A good Canadian voice.
What's up, Kelly? What is that white girl's name?
It ain't Kelly Price, I know that.
Nah, hell nah. She's a singer. it might not even, her name might not even be fucking Kelly. Whatever, it's a white girl, but she's a really great singer.
She make music?
Yes. Yes. I want to say her name is Kelly. I could be wrong. Hey, oh well. No way. Either way, another great voice, but it can be duplicated because they're trying to duplicate in a sense. Coco Jones' voice can be duplicated.
Yeah, it's not that.
Right. She's awesome singer, but it can be duplicated.
It can be duplicated.
Damn, what's the other girl name? She had the little girl by the model.
Kehlani?
No, but I guess good part too. Duplicatable. Put that on
Victoria Monet.
Yeah. Can't be duplicated.
But then you have the ones that don't get the recognition that really can't. Because Amber Riley.
Right.
Fantasia.
No, Fantasia gets her thing.
I'm just threw her out there. Can't be duplicated.
No, yeah. Oh, no.
Not the way she sings.
Not Fantasia. Amber Riley, yes, but not Fantasia. But big voices.
Big voices. Very big voices.
Can't be duplicated easily. Let me say it like that.
Can't be duplicated easily.
Like, Amber, like you actually have to sing. Duran Bernard, you can't duplicate that. That's his voice. His sound is literally his sound. You can't duplicate that. Whether you like it or not, you can't duplicate it. You can't sing like him. I'm not talking about his nuances and his lack of words sometimes. I'm talking about the sound that leaves his throat. You cannot duplicate.
I don't know, because in my mind, I put him right next to Avery.
You can't duplicate Avery. Him and Avery do not sound alike. They have the same vocal ability, but they don't sound alike. Notice how one has a music career, one don't. And I love Avery, but Avery doesn't have a music career. And it's not because of his sexuality. That used to be his first excuse. And it's not because he's a bad singer. It's the same thing. Cynthia
Erivo, you are a cover artist.
Wonderful. Wonderful singer. Wonderful fucking singer. Voice can't be duplicated. It can't. There's nothing she can't sing. Nothing. I went on in a deep hole listening to her when I was driving down to Mobile to and from. Deep hole. There's not a genre that woman has touched that she can't sing. But you know what? She can't sing her own music.
Her own music.
There's nothing that Avery can't sing.
Except for his own music.
Right. There's nothing that Duran can't sing. But you know what Duran can't sing?
His own music.
Right. Mm-hmm. Mm. You know why? Because he knows his sound. Musicality is a skill in itself.
That just made me think about somebody who can't sing, but they know they got their own voice and it sounds good. Motherfucking take me on the trip I like to go someday. That whole
fuck. What's that bitch name?
What is I like Anish American boy. Huh. Damn, what is her name?
Estelle.
Can't sing a lick, but she knows her pocket. That album she just released, cause we listened to it on the way.
It was good. It was real good.
She knows her fucking pocket.
Amiri. Cassie.
Can't sing, but know her motherfucking pocket.
Sierra. Jennifer Lopez. Oh, Sierra. Bitch, not. Now hold on.
Alicia fucking Keys.
Nah, wait a fucking. Hold on. We're not gonna do Alicia No Keys in this time. Because in the early 2000s, Alicia had all the keys and then some.
Yeah, right in front of her.
she had all the keys. Here too, she had all the keys and then some. What happened was she stole that woman's husband and ain't been right since. That's what happens when you sleep with four spouses and you steal them. You don't do that. They're going to take some about you every time. Something, you got to lose something. And it just, for her, it was her voice. It was her voice. Ain't been right since. But
Monica on a bad day. I'm sorry. Them live vocals be shaking. Khalid doesn't even sound good live, but his music hits for certain people. Not this new shit. I don't know what the fuck
he released a new album.
Another one?
Yeah.
What's gonna be the publicity stunt this time?
We gonna see. Maybe it's gonna be Coke. It's 6:30.
Frank Ocean sounds terrible live.
Damn, that's crazy.
He sounds a fucking mess.
But I mean, to be fair, when you listen to his albums, it's auto-tune. So that's not unbelievable. That's not unbelievable.
Valid.
It's just, it is what it is. We got so much other stuff. I do want to cash out.
We got an hour and one.
Right. Cash out.
Who the fuck is that? I got Google in my fingertips.
Damn, that is crazy. Baby. Cash out. Used to have us back in my day. Bending over, grabbing your ankles. You know, shaking a little rump shaker. If you don't know, Cash out is probably in jail for life. Well, in prison for life now, meaning that he wanted to, you know.
Is she twerking, nigga? Yeah. Is she twerking? Oh, him.
Is that him? Hold on. No.
Ain't it the same she twerking?
Is it? Oh, well, shit. Yeah, it is.
Close one.
Did you go get this motherfucker? It might be, but either way, he finna be in jail for life. Girl, they can hear that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. The problem here is that Cash Out basically did the same thing that Diddy did.
Rico?
Trafficking.
Oh.
Trafficking. And sometimes I think it's a conversation of money. Because you have two artists. One who has faded away and one that has not. Same charges, but this man is gonna spend life in prison. That's all I got for that.
That's it.
Can't say he didn't do it. What was the next story here?
I thought of a new episode.
Oh shit, yeah.
Part 2.